now you guys all see why I was super, super excited. And we're not even done yet. So next up is Serena, who was doing a very excellent job helping us with my with the PowerPoint slide. So yay for that.
Yay. Thank you.
So, my mom's here, you guys. She's pretty.
Yay. Yay.
She's over there. Don't stick your tongue out of me. I was complimenting you. What's wrong with you? So, I first went to Oasis. I was, like, struggling because I had just given my life to Christ, but everything just kind of fell apart. My friend was being abused and all this other good crap, and I missed a bunch of school. And then they decided to end the quarter. So, having my college, high school thing, I had, like, 50,000 pages of homework. So I was expecting God to show me my life plan or fits everything, and that's not how God works. I don't know why I think this way, because it's completely irrational, but that's just how I think. So I was struggling, and I was trying to be like people's saviors. I mean, not everybody's going to go to God. You have to face that fact that not everybody is going to want to go to God. Some people are going to be atheists, and that's their choice, and I don't pressure that on them because, you know, it's rude. So that was the biggest struggle I had. I saw everybody's pain, and it irritated me, and I couldn't fix it, and I didn't feel good enough. So Oasis gave me guidance and didn't fix all of my problems. Dang it. First gave me hope, and my life and people around me were falling apart. And Tim said it was going to be good, and I was like, okay, fine, he's right. That tastes like vinegar coming out of my mouth. It'll never happen again, I promise. Promise. It's gross. He's never right. So God used this.
Just for the record, we're recording the fact that you said I was right.
I'm gonna. The bowling alley. I have that.
You have that.
I have it.
You have that.
You have to adopt me. You have to live with this. Yay. See, now you said it.
Mm-hmm.
Yay. So he used this three-step process. And first, he gave me a goal because the first night, they had this, like, loud, quiet thing, and I don't like that, so I just kind of freaked out and, like, started shaking and crying and whatever. And then when I was done being a little freak, he gave me a goal not to worry and just to give everything to him. And I was like, okay, maybe I can do that. I don't know. God, are you trustworthy? Yeah, I'm really stupid. And then he taught me in the breakout worshiping injustice that love is mercy and acts of compassion. So all I gotta do is be there for people and direct them in the right direction, not try to be God, because that really sucks. I'm human. Like, I'm a really short human, as you can tell, because you can barely see my head in that picture. And then he pushed me out into the world. And while we were worshiping, I got really depressed, and I was really happy. Like, I was, hoya, 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 all over the place.
Another inside joke. That's really amazing.
I didn't expect you guys to laugh.
We're sorry. We'll stop in the future. Dang it, Cody, you had one job to do. Another inside joke.
So he just kind of pushed me out there, and I started getting really upset. And people kept asking me, you know, why are you crying? Why'd you just leave? I don't know. I just started crying. So God directed me to this person all week who happened to be really cute. So I just thought it because it was cute. And yeah, I said it. I don't care. I'm human. I have opinions. But it wasn't. He was really. But it wasn't. It was because he was actually upset, and I had to pray for him. So I did that, and I don't really pray out loud. And it was more of a tap-tap slap, if you will, because that is appropriate for once. I used it in the right context. And I ended up praying for this kid, and it was for him, so booyah. Like, did something right. That's first. And then the last thing he taught me was don't be silent because I'm allowed to talk, which I don't really like to talk. Because it's gross, and I'm talking for a long time right now, just because I'm nervous, if you can tell. I'm not great, man. So praying out loud was hard, and I'd never really done it, so I did it, and I felt good. And yeah, Oasis was a good time.